I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial. And with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown. And through adaptable problem solving, we do just that. Learn more at marines.com.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
From the Fifth Quarter Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, you're listening to Coach Unplugged. And now, your host, Steve Collins.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to the podcast. So excited you decided to join us. Before we jump in today, I want to make sure I give a shout out to our two sponsors. First of all, Dr. Dish, the number one shooting machine on the market. Their customer service is, and again, this is from a Midwestern boy, their customer service is second to none. Whenever I've had any problems with one of my three machines, they've always been able to help us. So go over and check out Dr. Dish. Mention Coach Unplugged, Teach Hoops, any of our podcasts, Coach Collins, and they'll give you $400 off. You won't find a better discount out there. They will take really good care of you. And make sure you tell them I sent you. And then also go over and check out teachhoops.com for coaches who want to get better. It is the one-stop shop for basketball coaches. We are the only ones out there that offer 14-day free trial because we believe in our product so much that we want you to come and kick the tires. We want you to take it for a test drive. Nowhere else are you going to find a high school coach who's also coaching. I just got off a phone call with a teachhoops.com member. So who else has my cell phone number and calls me and talks to me about things that he has questions on with his team? Where else are you going to find that on the web? Go over and check it out. Like I've said before, it helps us keep the lights on in these podcasts and our YouTube and everything else free. So go over and check it out. And oh, one more thing. I forgot. I was going to say, let's head off. Go leave a review. We love those reviews. We read every one of them. Go leave those 5-star reviews. And let's head off to the podcast. Bye.
Hey, Coach. How you doing?
Good. How are you? Hold on 1 second. I just got off another call, and I got to take a note down because I want to forget to. Okay. So questions or things going on?
Yeah. So I had my interview for the position Monday.
Okay.
And like knocked it out of the park. Only question that I felt like I could have answered better was they asked a question about youth programs and how would I incorporate AAU.
Ooh, that's a good question. That's a good question. Okay. Yep.
I'm not the biggest fan of AAU.
I'm not either, but it's the devil you know, man, because it's not going anywhere. It's one of those things. It's like, yeah, you gotta work with it. I know what you're saying. It's like being a I don't want to get political, but it's like being a Democrat. We have to figure a way for them to work along with Republicans. Yeah. Even though it's hard and virtually impossible, you have to do it. Yeah, I agree.
How I usually help players out is because I have a lot of connects on a college level, which they respect me and they like me. So if I say I have a player, they usually kind of reach out to their connects. So it's a network.
Okay.
As well as I always send blind emails out. You just never know. One only needs one coach to say yes. So right. I'll send blind emails out. So I do that for the players as well as I talk to my connections so they can talk to their connections, hopefully talk to their connections to try to get players somewhere. But I just like if in my area, if you're not playing with Team Loaded and you're not playing with Boo Williams, you're not playing in front, you're not getting exposed. You're not playing in front of anyone. So
You're not. I mean, it's just that's reality. And most of them are money. All right. So that's good. So then did they tell you, did they give you a timeline?
Well, one of my questions was, when would they tell me? And if they don't, when would they tell me? And if it's not me, how would I know? How would they inform me that it's not me? Because I have a relationship with the AD because he was the varsity coach. So I was underneath him as well as the assistant principal in the interview. Have a really good relationship with him because I worked under him.
Right.
And they told me Wednesday. They said Wednesday morning they'll meet, and because interviews are Monday and Tuesday. Wednesday morning they'll meet, talk to the principal, and then they'll have a decision by Wednesday. And then they said if I don't hear anything by and they said if I don't hear anything, I would know that I didn't get the job by email. HR is going to send an email out to say, okay, hey, you didn't get.
Okay. And you didn't get that email. Did you check your spam folder and your promotion folder and your.
So I ended up calling him because Wednesday I didn't hear anything. Mind you, I'm also the interim coach. So, and we're in a fall league. So right now I'm leading practice and all that.
Right.
And I just feel like I'm not, if you're going to hire after you promised me this position and we didn't go through all this for this position, if you hire somebody else, I don't want to keep hosting practice and putting what I want to do in.
Right.
Somebody else is going to come and just change it. So I called him and he said, what he told me was they did pick somebody, but they're waiting on the principal. And the principal wanted to look through everything, wanted to double check it because the principal was not in the interview. So she wanted to double check it, look at everything, see all the resources, and then she'll make a decision, or she may have us come and interview again
with her or him. Her, yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay.
But it's still a lot going on. So I spoke with one of my former college coach. I had him call on my behalf to speak and whatnot. And I spoke with him. Pretty much he said that his conversations with the AD, the AD felt like I run man-to-man too much. And he feels like I need to switch it up sometimes and run zone. And when you, like the example he says, if you're up 15 with someone, you have to, sometimes it's good to play zone and try to play mind games with coaches to try to like play chess and beat them out.
Yep.
Which my college coach said to him, like, what he told me is he says is everyone has their philosophy because he's won 6 straight championships.
Right.
Running only man and only man.
Right.
So.
Yeah. Everybody has. Yeah. Anyway. Yeah. that seems like a pretty small thing to me, but okay. Did you have a feeling after the phone call?
Yeah, I felt like it wasn't me. Like I felt like the recommendation wasn't me. One of his assistant coaches had a conversation with one of the current assistant coaches, and they told me the conversation where there's somebody who I guess has some type of college coaching experience and that like awed him. So that's the way, like, that's what he's leaning towards as well.
Okay, so let's say you don't get it. Let's go bad case scenario. Then what?
And that's my dilemma because where I'm at is I know I want to be a varsity coach. I know that's the goal. But is it that I stay and be just a JV coach?
Do you until you find another job.
Yeah, that's what I was saying. I was thinking, do I do that or do I just leave to go to another school as an assistant varsity coach?
Well, it depends on what the new head coach is going to like. If I'm the head coach and I got the job, I'd reach out to you very quickly and say, here's what I want you to do. And I'm excited to have you and blah, 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 blah. So that would be, I mean, you'll be more hireable if you stay in some respects. Because you didn't, you know, take your ball and go home when you didn't get it. So, I mean, or if something else opens up, I mean, I would definitely start applying. You got your resume, you're all ready to go. So then it's like, are you willing to move? Are you willing to leave the state? Are you willing to leave the area? Are you willing, like, what's, like, that's the question you should, I got it. And sometimes you can't make that decision in, you know, 2 months. So, yeah. You know, you go, all right, well, I'll hang it out this year and then we'll see what presents itself, you know? Because you want to be a head coach, you can. It's just a matter of you got to be willing to to move or apply to a lot of different jobs, or, you know, there's things that go into that equation, I think, that you have to start thinking about. So I would advise you to go to the bad place and assume, so then in your mind, yeah.
Yeah, I want to say that's where I've been at, because then honestly, in my mind, I don't think I got it.
Okay.
Well, what I will say, I don't think I was recommended, but okay. I do think because of my relationship with the principal, because I have a personal relationship with her, do think there is a chance she says I'm giving it to Joe.
But well, and I think there might be a chance. It's her decision, to be honest with you. Mm-hmm. So yeah. Them not making it might be they recommended someone else. She wanted you. So now they're at a crossroads.
And I think that's why it is what it is. Because if they brought it to her, when I talked to him, he said they brought it to her Wednesday and she wants to see everything and possibly have another interview. And I think that's why.
So then my guess is she'd bring you back. She'd bring the other person or the college guy. And she goes, I need to see both of them because I got to compare.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
That's probably what's going to happen, in my opinion.
I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
Yeah, that's kind of what I was thinking. But it's also my mind's going to, all right, I don't have it. I don't want to, and I guess it's my pride in the way, but
it is. You got to swallow it sometimes, man.
I feel so disrespected just from this fact of you making all these promises.
Is the principal going to be there for a while?
Yeah,
Will she be there for a while? Is she like a community person?
Yeah. No, she's not, but she is. So, the school has only had two principals in the history, and she's the second one. The other principal was there 40, 50 years, and it's difficult to follow up, but he has a lot of these accolades. They named the football stadium after him. There's streets named after him, and I think she kind of wants that fame as well. So right. I think she's going to stay out for a while.
Okay. So, because if she hires you, she's got your back. Mm-hmm. So that's what really matters. And then whatever. I mean, yes, pride is a horrible thing. My opinion, my competitiveness I'm going to show them. I'm going to show them they should have recommended me. That's what I did when I got, like, there were people that didn't want me to get it either. It's like, I'm just going to show you that you were wrong. And, you know, trust me, you start winning, that will be distant memory.
And in my mind, I was thinking of it like, yeah, it's pride. It's 100% pride. But I go somewhere else, start winning, and make sure I put them on a schedule every year to dominate.
That's vindictive, actually. I mean, you don't have to take it, I guess, if they offer it to you. But from our conversations before, I think you want it.
And it's deeper than just this is a varsity position, that because this is my alma mater, so I played at. I know it should be way better than what it is, as well as I built a really good relationship with a lot of those guys. Like, if those guys going through something, they call me. Like one of my players had his parents had COVID. He called me crying. Like, we had that conversation. Like, they call me for everything. We talk about everything. So it's deeper to me than just
Yeah. So then you want this. So then you got to like, you got to figure out how to let go of the, let go of that. Like, yes. The pride part has to, yes. You got to, something has to happen. You got to kind of let that go. And you got to focus on the kids and the school. And this is what I'm, why I'm doing it. And move on. I mean, part of society's problems is we don't move on. We just got to move on. Like, okay. Yep. Let's move on. And you know, so, I mean, let's hope. It's hard. I know part of that's age though, too. Part of that's your age. When you get older, you just move on. Life's too short. Like you can't let little stuff. There's too many big things to worry about. You can't worry about the little things. And that's a little, to be honest with you, that's a little thing. Yeah. Maybe they didn't really want me. Okay. Well, somebody did because I got hired. Let's go. Here we go. And if they don't want you, then that's when your pride comes. Then if they don't offer it to you, then that's when like, all right, game on. Let's go. I'm going to go get another job and we're going to schedule you and I'm going to beat you every time.
And that's why, because again, in my mind, it's like, I don't have a job because I didn't hear anything.
Yep.
2 whole days. I had to call them. So to me, that's like, all right, it's not interested. You're like, all right, whatever.
I don't think that's the case. This thing takes longer than you think. When HR gets a hold of things, these things take longer than you think. Don't take that deadline. That somebody might have said Wednesday and didn't even know Wednesday. That was their guess. So I wouldn't take that. If it's 2.5-3 weeks from now and you have it, that's different. Yeah. These things take longer. You're a public school, right? Yeah, so that's even worse. Like public schools got to follow federal laws and hiring processes, and which are good, but no. Don't, if the interviews are Monday and Tuesday, there's no way they were hiring anybody on Wednesday. Are you kidding me? Yeah. No, because that's got to go through HR. It's got to go through all this. Did you do due diligence? Did you like what? Let me see your question. Yeah, no. So I wouldn't read too much into the delay. I really wouldn't.
Okay. It's
I'd keep preparing like you got it, and if you don't, then you cross that.
I guess I handled it. I just don't like how
don't let the kids get in the middle of it. That's my theory too. Like that's when you got to be the man and go like, okay, the adults are messing up, but I'm doing this fall league. I'm not going to leave them in a lurch right now because it's not their fault. It's not the 17-year-old's fault. It's the adults that are doing the cruddy stuff. So I'm going to keep doing what I do. And I'm going to help the kids and then we'll work. The adult stuff will work out later. That's what I always tell. Don't let the kids suffer because of the adult.
Yeah, no, I wasn't going to do it. For me, it was like when I talked to him today, like I said to him, like, I don't want to keep putting my stuff in if we're not going to run it. If they're not going to run it, because that's hurting the kid.
Yeah.
So
that's a valid, a valid thing to talk to him about. That's valid.
So that's because the reason for me is we're going to still have workouts, but it'll be just skill work. Pure skill work. Some things that no matter who your coach is, you're going to need. Like you're going to need to be able to ball and dribble. You're going to need to shoot. You're going to be able to have to play defense. So working on just basic skill work and then letting them play like open gym. Something that's going to translate for anyone, whoever is coaching.
Yep.
Rather than us going through how I want to play defense or any offensive sets. So that's why I said it to them. That's why. Because I don't want to hurt. Like I don't want to mess up the kids.
Right. So let them play. Let them work on their skill. They're kids. They're trying to have some fun. Mm-hmm. I get that. I get all that. I think you just got to, you know, I won't start singing Frozen, but let it go, you know, kind of thing, you know.
It's hard, though, especially when it's over the last 2 years, everything that I've just sucked.
No, it's all the time. It's all the time and the energy. Trust me, I spent all these years on one job I didn't get. And it's like, oh my God, I thought somebody ran me over with a car. But there's another job, but there's a better job. If it's not this one, there's always another one. Trust me. There really is.
Okay. All right. I'm still keep that in my mind.
All right. So I want to know when you find out either way though.
Okay. Yeah. I'll send you an email, let you know.
Okay, let me do that. I got to jump on another call right now.
All right.
Head up. That's what I'm saying. That's my pet talk. Head up. All right. Okay. We'll talk, coach. All see ya. Right. Bye.
All right.
Hey, everybody. I hope you enjoyed the podcast. Make sure you subscribe and like. No matter where you listen, Apple, Spotify, we love those 5-star reviews. Make sure you also go over and check out teachhoops.com for coaches who want to get better.
Sports Social Podcast Network.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.